All right, in studio with us, we do have our guests. We do have three out of the four people. We do have Chef Norbert from My Chef Lara. We have from Home Plate Advantage, we have Chef Laura McDougal, and we have Kate Maselli from Bottles, Fine Wines, and Liquor, if you want to call the whole name of it. They're on the east side of Providence. Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning.
First time for Kate. Thank you for coming down. So as we get into fine wines and everything else that we have, I know in one of the last times that Norbert was here, we had a discussion about wine and the good things about wine and how to drink it and where, and you know, the different glasses we do it. Excuse me. Why don't we get a little bit of background on who you are and what you have to offer and where basically what they have at the store.
Sure. So I've been working in the wine industry for the past 4 years. I got into it after working in restaurants for about 8 years as a line cook. I moved here from New York, mm-hmm. and I went to Johnson & Wales for culinary nutrition, where I first took wine classes, and that was where I really started to gain a passion for wine. And so now that I've been working at Bottles for a year and a half, I am the wine assistant there, and I help make little cards that give you information about each individual wine, which helps the customers select the correct product for what they are looking for. And
tell our listeners whereabouts it's located.
Bottles Fine Wine is in on 141 Pittman Street, right next to the East Side Marketplace. Mm-hmm. It's very convenient for a lot of Brown students and Brown professors, and there are a lot of very nice apartment complexes around the area, so it's very convenient in a very nice area of Providence.
I know you're going on your website. One thing that I do like about the website, I mean, it's very full, and it also tells you who is there. You have our team, which is nice because you can see the people. Other than other places like that, it's just, you know, it's just that. It's, you don't see the person behind, you know, behind the name. So I think that's a great thing that the IT people did back then.
Yes, we have a fantastic marketing director too. Her name is Katie, and she is really wonderful at her job and makes the shop very different than any other shop that's in Rhode Island. We have fantastic signs around the store and events that we hold that support the community, and that's very important to us at Bottles Fine Wine.
And off the air, you had mentioned something that the store recently did win an award.
Yes, we won Best Wine Shop in Providence for mm-hmm. the Best of Rhode Island. So that was a very nice thing for us to have that to happen to us this year.
And being on the east side, I mean, you've got a variety of different people up there, you know, all different classes, especially with the schools up there. But you got a lot of people coming in from all over the place. I mean, you got Pawtucket up one side, you got Providence, you've got the Mass border not that far away, Seekonk here and there. But so you're kind of like right in the center of Providence right there. I mean, and you know, it's just a very convenient place to get to.
It is, and we also deliver statewide. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that we do. And we also are part, we have delivery for Providence through an app called Drizzly. So mm-hmm. that has also helped us reach out to others throughout the area.
Yeah,
who maybe can't transport themselves there.
I saw that on the website, too, and I thought that was really ingenious as well. That's really something. As you said, you've got a lot of traffic there as well, especially there on the east side marketplace, not that far away from Blackstone Boulevard. You can drive, walk here and there, but very convenient. How long has it been there now in the city? Quite a while,
actually. Quite a while, at least. I think we're at least 6 years now. Okay. We have been in that location.
Okay.
And it keeps growing. Every year has just gotten better. Mm-hmm. Our selection is growing. And
yeah, and as going into wine, I know one of the main things that you're doing is, your title once again is a?
I'm the wine assistant.
A wine assistant. Now, you also, we'll get into it a little later on as well, you also like to pair different wines with certain types of food. You know, what's the best thing to drink with red wine, white wine, or what have you, or even here's something that I enjoy. Is there a correct food, like anything could be good, with sangria, red or white sangria?
Ooh, the correct food. I think, classically, of course, you could say Spanish tapas would be a great thing to have with sangria, but really, that is a very versatile wine. So I would have anything that's fun and something that you'd food, maybe small plates, appetizers, a cheese plate, some seafood would be great. Any summer fare, I think, would be fantastic with sangria.
Yeah, and then, of course, when you get into the sweeter wines, you know, you have more. It's not, you don't really eat sweet foods with a sweet wine, you know, like a Moscato.
Right, and I think that sweet wines give the perfect opportunity to have a really fancy cheese plate. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite pairings would be a very nice dessert wine with blue cheese. And that's a really fantastic combination because the sweetness helps to balance out the funkiness of a blue cheese, and it creates a very fantastic mouthfeel. And it's delicious.
Yeah, and I'm sure that, you know, you do wine tastings every once in a while?
Yes, we do, every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m.
A little pairing it with cheese and crackers?
And we have cheese every Saturday as well.
So I'm sure Norbert's been around for a while for that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure, yes. So we have Kate Maselli here from, the full name of the store, once again, is?
Bottles Fine Wine.
Bottles Fine Wine. Okay. 141 Pittman Street, right next to the East Side Marketplace on the east side of Providence. Chef Laura McDougall is here along with Chef Norbert from My Chef Laura. The last time we were here last month, unfortunately, Holly couldn't be here today, but Norbert was not here last month as well. But we kind of had a nice good show, a nice last month when Laura and you, yours truly were doing a back and forth with questions. We got to know who you are, your background, and I think every once in a while, you know, if you can't have everybody here, it's kind of nice to go one-on-one with the person. Good job last month again.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It was great to talk with you and have that chance to just kind of go a little deeper.
Normally if we're having everybody conversations at the same time, it's like, okay, here this and here that, whatever. And then all of a sudden with one person, like, all right, now let's see where you came from. You're talking about your background and stuff like that. It's been, right now, the season is kind of slowing up a bit.
Yeah, summer always gets a little bit quiet for a lot of us, not always, and that's the thing about personal chefing, like year to year, it can change. Mm-hmm. For me, almost every year that I've been in business, August tends to get quiet. People are going away, they're ramping up for back to school, they take the kids and they go elsewhere, so it does tend to get a little bit quiet, and then September slowly starts to ramp up again, and I'm in that nice quiet, ready to ramp up again. But, you know, I started thinking about it, and I know it's going to get crazy busy again. So, you know, it's not one, because I'll be the first one to just yell and scream in the store if there's Christmas music, or I'm already upset there's Halloween stuff out already. But holiday parties, you know, for all of us, start thinking about it and start booking early, because all of a sudden, all those dates are taken. And if you have something that's coming up, and I think I can say this for Norbert too, like, start seriously putting a date on the calendar if you want to use one of our services, because it's coming. Yeah, it's right around the corner.
It really is.
Yeah, so right now, lots of openings. 2 weeks from now, I could be totally booked. So, and Norbert too, of course, my chef, Laura.
Yeah. So we missed you last month, Norbert. Welcome back. How is everything at the My Chef Laura headquarters?
World headquarters? Absolutely. World headquarters, yes. Absolutely nice. Yeah. We had our busiest month ever in August. And out of 31 days, we had 27 working days. And it was really, really tough. That is why I couldn't come. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Holly and I, we couldn't come last month, and we were busy.
Yeah,
it was great on one side, rewarding, but on the other side, it got to you. Yeah. So at the end of the month, we just said, you know what, forget it.
Yeah, you need a lot of that time.
In regards to the upcoming holidays, yes, absolutely right. What Laura just said, you better book now. Yesterday, I had to decline Thanksgiving, a couple of clients, because it is already too late for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
So think about Christmas, New Year now, because it will book up fast.
That's for sure. All right, we have our guests in studio. We're going to continue to talk with them, some other things that we need to talk and discuss. But right now, we have our final update on our traffic out there. And Gina's standing by one more time for us, Gina.
So we have clear traffic, Dom, from the state line on 95, both directions, all the way up. And until you get to about Mechanic Street, and then it starts to hit the brakes, that'll continue all the way up into the 95-93 split. 495 North still struggling from 106 to just past Route 1, back on the brakes and pockets out of Bellingham all the way up to the Mass Pike. Some of it stop and go, some of it not. Problems on 146 continue with an accident, actually two separate accidents reported between 295 and 116, and things are a mess over there on 146. 99 is also a very heavy, mostly on the northbound side, though. Around Attleboro, it's too bad now. County and Thatcher still a little busy. South Main, Pleasant, and Emory, but not too bad. We're seeing a little increased volume on North Main. Kelly Boulevard looks pretty good right now. Route 1 is not all that bad until you try to get out of Walpole, and then it's heavy. 24 northbound, stop and go from Berkeley up past 44. Earlier crash after 140 is clear. Everything's filtering up. You'll be on the brakes again through Avon. Now in Pawtucket, 95 south, still slow as you try to make your way down from right around the S-curves of Pawtucket, and there was an accident on the northbound side also between 29 and 30. Looks like that's pretty much cleared out, but both directions between around, say, the bus station in Providence and the S-curves have heavy traffic. So you want to avoid Pawtucket to Providence on 95, that whole stretch. 610 connector, unfortunately, is still full and overflowing. 146 south, typical delays from Mineral Spring. Again, stay away from the 146-295 interchange. Now, 295 north, there's an accident reported before Plainfield Pike, actually halfway between 37 and Plainfield Pike. So between Johnston and Warwick, pockets of heavy traffic, but between Attleboro and Johnston, it actually looks really good. Next report coming up for me tomorrow morning. I'm Gina Brown with your AM 1320 traffic.
All right, Gina, thanks so much. Of course, we do have our guests in studio. We have Chef Norbert, we have Chef Laura, and we have Kate Maselli from Bottles Fine Wines on the east side of Providence. The other thing we were talking briefly about with Chef Norbert, very busy this time of year. As you mentioned, people need to not only get their things ready for the holidays coming up right around the corner, especially a lot of great wines over at the store where Kate is at as well. But you, this is the second, third, or fourth time this past weekend you had your monthly pop-up dinner. We'll talk a little bit about that one as well.
Oh, yeah. It is not a monthly event. It's a bi-monthly event. It was the third time that we had this bi-monthly event at the Regency Plaza in downtown Providence, which is an excellent location also for people who want to have an apartment and live for some time in the heart of Providence. Go to the Regency Plaza. It is really worth it. And we are lucky to have the lounge, the guest lounge, to have our bi-monthly pop-up dinner. And the pop-up dinner was inspired by the Food and Wine magazine. And Food and Wine magazine is pretty good in regards to coming up with new recipes, excellent, and then pairing those recipes with the correct wines. And there are always, I want to say, 20 to 30 new recipes in each issue of the Food and Wine magazine. But nobody, up to this point, has actually made a menu out of those recipes. And we thought, wow, that is a good idea. Why don't we, as My Chef Lara, come up with a menu from those recipes and then pair it with wine? And then we have a pop-up dinner. Okay, good. We did that in May. And we took the April issue of the Food and Wine magazine. And then we did it in July. We had the June issue, and now we had it in September, and we had the August issue and September issue. And now the Food and Wine, then we created five-course gourmet dinner. And then, of course, with all of the recipes which we choose, Holly and I. And then we have a list of all of those recipes. And then, yeah, which wines do we take, right? And then we walk over to Kate, to bottles, and then say, hey, Kate, or Josh, whoever is available at that point in time. And then we say, look at this. We have the filet mignon, and we have the halibut, and we have this, and we have that, and we have a dark, rich sauce. What would you suggest for that in a price range which is accommodable, right, yeah, which is great? And then, yeah, Kate helps and then goes, oh, what do you think of this one here? Or what of this one? And this would go very well with a Chardonnay, or this would very well go with this. And then based on all of that back and forth, then we come up with the appropriate wines. So each dinner and each course is actually paired with a particular wine. The last dinner, we had a rosé Prosecco, which was a rosé sparkling wine. And then we had a darker red wine, which was a Spanish wine, which went very, very well with the filet mignon. And then we had a Sauvignon Blanc, which was the Petit Bourgeois. And that was a little uncommon Sauvignon Blanc. And as a dessert wine, we had a like a Sauterne, but it was actually a Chilean wine for a lot less money than a Sauterne normally would cost. And you see, the pop-up dinner comes together over a period of 3-4 weeks. First, the issue of the Food and Wine magazine mm-hmm. comes up. And then, yeah, we have to select this and this and this, and how does it work together? And then we try to pair it with the wines. And then when we have everything, yeah, we want to sell some tickets, and we give it out to our clients. And the next one will definitely come up in November. I think it is the 13th of November. No, I think it's the 18th of November. A Saturday, where we have the next one. Yeah, up to this point, everybody who attended said that is an extremely well-done dinner, great experience. You come as strangers and you leave as friends. Mm. Not only because of the wine, but also because of the food and the conversation which right. is happening there. So it is a very, very well-done thing. Yeah.
And speaking of that, with the you and Chef Holly were recently on a magazine cover, which you have in front of you as well.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's our local Eastside Living magazine cover, and yeah, it was a funny picture.
I like the picture of especially Holly looking at it like, oh yeah, like kind of
yeah, yeah. That is so funny,
picture.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, we were talking. This is really a funny picture. We were talking. We were talking about the knife skills classes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Right.
And, of course, I have a knife in my hand, and I'm pointing it, and I wanted to show Holly the knife, and then she was a little bit astonished, and she had her hand in front of her mouth,
yeah.
And she was like, oh, my God, what is he doing? Yeah, yeah, no, it's a funny picture. It's really nice.
It really is. You know, as we get into this season, you know, with fall virtually today, tomorrow, as we start the first days coming up, with Kate from Bottles Fine Wines here in the Providence area, this is the time of the year as we start getting into the fall. We're going to start seeing a lot of people getting ready for the holidays. I mean, with Thanksgiving, the holidays right around the corner. A lot of talk, especially at Bottles Fine Wines, is about pairing up foods with the wines. As Norbert had just said, you know, you've got certain types of wines. There are a lot of wines out there that you can pick. You've got the Chilean, you've got the African wines, you've got all over the place. You've got wine from virtually everywhere. What is out of your store there? Out of the store there, what seems to be right now the better thing that's going out of the store, or people are coming in to a purchase?
Now, as the rosés are starting to fade out of the season, I have seen an increase in red wine purchases, mm-hmm. Especially the French wines. They're The wines that are from the area of Beaujolais have started to become very popular in the fall season because they are a little bit lighter than the typical Bordeaux wine, which would be more of a Cabernet and Merlot blend. And the Beaujolais are usually Gamay grape, which tends to be just a little bit easier drinking. So those have definitely been very popular in the past few weeks. Mm-hmm. And also I've seen an increase in The sparkling reds, actually, and that's a new, unique new category that we have started to bring in wines for, and it's very refreshing, but it gets you started for the fall season, and red wines, but people are still drinking white wine, that's for sure. The New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs and the French Sancerres are both still selling very well, so... Yeah, that's for now.
Speaking of being into the fall now, you know, this is something that I just thought of just a second ago, is a lot of people that I know are into the like the Angry Orchards and stuff, you know, those
right.
type of drinks. Are those getting more popular? I mean, I know they've been around for a little while now, but some of those apple type liquors.
Definitely. The ciders every year have become more and more popular. We have many ciders that are local and also ones that are coming from upstate New York from small orchards and cideries. So those are always some of my favorites. And then we also have been adding more to our collection of the traditional French ciders from Normandy. Right. And those are very approachable and delicious, very bubbly, a little bit sweet. And very ripe apple flavors to it.
So if you were thinking about, it's not really in the same class as Moscato, but what would be a good type of food or dessert for something like that, like an apple cider type?
Ooh, I think actually the ciders go with dessert, an apple crumble I think would be great, pair tartin, but also I think they pair fantastically with Thanksgiving dinner, turkey and cranberry sauce and the whole thing. If you have one of those French ciders from Normandy, for example, I think that would be just fantastic and very impressive for your guests as well.
Right, yeah. I know there are a couple of local places that do that type of liquor as well, especially here in Attleboro. As a two gentlemen that have been here before on this program that run a very successful business as well, but you see a lot of that all around the country. I mean, around the state. I know there's a couple of gentlemen up the road up on 123 in Norton that they do it as well. Two gentlemen from Attleboro. It seems like that they're picking up in communities all over the place now. People are making
definitely.
This and doing pretty well.
Yes, absolutely. And there's many different types of ciders. You can have a still cider, you can have a very funky cider, dry cider, sweet, dessert. They also have ice cider now, where they have frozen apples, and then they squeeze the juice from there, similar to an ice wine. And that's very interesting how there have been so many different categories now with cider.
Go ahead, Laura.
I just had a quick question, and not to interrupt, but... Oh. I know, like, the red blends have become very popular, myself included. I love the red blends. Are there white blends as well, and have they gained any ground yet?
There are many white blends. You know, I have not seen them being... They aren't as popular, I would say. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are still drinking a lot of Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay. But then, one that we sell a lot of is white Bordeaux. And that would be a white blend, and a really fantastic one too. And you can usually get a really good bottle for under $15 even. And so that's a good white blend to check out.
Yeah, more of a red drinker myself, but occasionally, like you say, it's just nice to have that white wine, or certain dishes you just really should drink the white. It just tastes better, but I wasn't sure on that.
Kind
of crossed my mind.
And definitely with Portuguese wines, most of those whites are often blended whites as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I myself like some red wines here and there, but I tend for some reason go to the white wines myself every once in a while.
The reds are healthier though.
What's that?
The reds are healthier.
Yeah, they are. they really are. And that's why my wife loves the red wines as well. But I end up for some reason going to like the Pinot Grigio or sometimes the Riesling. A friend of ours used to always buy the Moscatos, and they really got really too sweet, like that. She would actually bring it out, especially at birthday parties for her little kids, and like, you know, you'd have it, you know, the adults would have it, of course, not the but you know, exactly. Yeah, well, actually, if you give it to the little kids, they may sleep a little bit better at night. But you give it to, you know, you would have you know, a piece of chocolate cake, and they're like, whoa, it's really like, you know, sweet on sweet was a little bit too much right there. But if you go to a Sauvignon Blanc or anything like that, I mean, you tend to, you know, that dry Chardonnay, stuff like that, it's basically, it's like as you do in the store there, it's basically what people enjoy, what is good on their palate, basically.
Right. And another category of white wines I think you would really enjoy are the Italian whites that are some of the grapes that are a little different. For example, one of my favorite regions is Campania, down where Naples is, and they have wines from grapes of Falanghina and Fiano di Avellino and Greco di Tufo. And so those are some grapes that you haven't necessarily heard of as much, but they are still fantastic and very approachable for the typical Chardonnay or Pinot Grigio drinker. And that's a nice thing, because sometimes people really love Chardonnay or they really, really dislike it.
And I'm glad you said that, because that just triggered something in my mind. My wife and I are planning to go to Italy next fall.
Fantastic.
Nice. And we're trying to figure around this time next year, and maybe 10-12 days, and we want to do, you know, we want to do most of, you know, the countryside here and there, Tuscany and Rome and all those other places, but we want to go see where my grandfather was born and raised, in the Puglia region of Foggia. And I was always wondering if there are I was going to ask anyway, and you just answered it, are there great little vineyards that you could actually go and, you know, kind of get, you know, try some of these wines from the region as well.
Yes, one of my favorite producers from Puglia, actually, we do carry one of their wines. The producer's name is Maiali, and the wine that we carry from them is from the grape Falanghina. So it is a refreshing white wine, but since it's so hot in Puglia, the grapes get very ripe, so there's a lot of character to the wine. It pours a nice golden color and a little bit, I'd say more of a medium body style, so it really has a lasting impression. That's nice.
You have that at your place?
Yes, we do. It is in our value bin of under $15.
That's really inexpensive.
Yes, it's
We're
really
have to
good.
Head down there soon. Yes, get that bottle and try that out. Now, are there red wines out of that area as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, there are.
What sort of type of wines that you know, that's really like you got a robust flavor, but you also have some of these wines that I've had in the past that, like, oh God, it's like, why is it tastes so different? I mean, you've got some of the fruity wines, but you also have some of those harsh wines that sometimes you taste, well, like a peppery taste as well.
Yes. I think that it has a lot to do with the weather from where the grapes are grown, and then also the winemaking practice. It depends also on the oak. Sometimes the oak can impart a very spicy characteristic, whether it's new soil? Oak or old oak. Yeah. What's in the soil is another important thing. So I think that also with the weather and the grapes, I think it's important to pair your cuisine with the wines that are from that area, from what the cuisine is, and that usually is a surefire good thing when you do that pairing.
You must love your job. You really do.
I do love my job.
I mean, I can hear the passion in your voice when you're talking. It's something that now, your background, as you said, how did you get involved in doing all this again?
Well, when I was at in college, I had to add some sort of classes onto my schedule for credits, and I chose the wine classes, and they ended up being my favorite of all of my classes I took in college, and it happened to be my senior year also, so I figured that I would continue it. And so now that I graduated, I'm continuing with my independent studies, working to being a certified sommelier.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Nice. I love this this question, being in this business, when you were learning about this business down the line in school, I'm sure you had to taste a few of them, you know, to make sure, you know, things were good on your palate. What if you're going out to a nice fine restaurant or something like that, what is something that you would like to that you basically like and you order?
Something that I would order as a one of my favorite red wines would be a wine from Italy, also actually Campania, what I was mentioning earlier. It's the grape is Aglianico, and the area specifically is called Tarazi. And that's a very robust, ruby red colored wine that has flavors of Bing cherry, a little bit of a cigar box note, a fancy, kind of like the smell of a very fancy leather purse. Mm-hmm. And that one has, it's pretty full-bodied, but at the same time, it's incredibly elegant and has a very long finish and smooth, very smooth. So that would be probably one of my ideal picks. And
a white wine as well?
White wine. For casual drinking, I love the New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs right now. They're very, very popular, and they are bursting with passion fruit aromas and mango, little grassy hints. But they're very refreshing, but at the same time complex and very thought-provoking.
Do you get into, are there a lot of people now, you know, as we talked earlier about sangrias, there's a wider range of sangrias. I mean, you see, you know, you can get it at different restaurants, the red and white. Is that basically all people have, is just the red and white sangrias? Or I know people can make their own if they need to.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, we do have red and white that's already packaged, ready to go. But this summer I did go to somebody's house when they were doing a rosé sangria.
Okay.
So they cut up a bunch of strawberries and a little bit of some peach also, and they made a sangria that way. So that was another one that I'd never had, and I thought that was very tasty that I'd want to try next summer.
Yeah, when you get into the white sangria, you taste the more of that peachy flavor or stuff like that. So, I mean, some people like it. I enjoy both of them anyway. So, as we get into more about the wines, I know right up your alley, Kate. I know one of the last times that Norbert was here, we kind of talked about pairing the different glasses. I know this is something that was right up your alley, Norbert, about what type of glasses that you use with wines. I mean, you could basically work with anything, but that's a very important aspect in drinking wine as well.
It is. It actually is, yes. And when I normally bring my tasting set of glasses to somebody at home, and I'm telling him that exactly the same wine would taste completely different when drunk out of those glasses, everybody looks at me and says, no, that is not true.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do the first wine in the first glass, and yeah, the answer is, oh, this is good. This is a good wine. And then I take the first glass, pour the first glass into the second glass, and then he says, this is a different wine. What did you put in there?
Yeah.
So it is amazing how different the wine can taste when drunk from different glasses, or even from a plastic cup. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend that at all.
Yeah, you don't want to drink it out of a solo cup or something like that.
No, or a styrofoam cup.
Yeah.
Coffee belongs in a styrofoam cup, but you even look at the porcelain.
Right.
There are certain teas you only drink out of certain porcelain cups, and it tastes definitely different, and the same is with a wine. And if you... My motto is always, you better invest in a good glass rather than in a good wine drunk from a bad glass.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make medium wines taste awesome out of a good glass, and you can make good wines taste awful out of a bad glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Now, does Bottles Fine Wine also can pair up if you're buying wines, also have great goblets as well there?
We do. We have an extensive glass collection. We have some inexpensive glasses as well as the fine crystal champagne flutes.
Mm-hmm.
We also do engraving on many of the glasses, either customized for special events for people. It's a great anniversary gift or wedding present.
Right.
So we do that. And we also have the just cute glasses that have little etchings of quahogs, the Red Bridge, and an anchor. So Rhode Island themed glasses. Themes. Yes.
That's a nice little touch right there. So that's good.
Yeah.
All right. We have Kate Maselli from Bottled Fine Wines from Providence. We have Chef Norbert and Chef Laura here. Jim Corbin also standing by with the latest conditions on our forecast. He'll be joining us in just a couple of moments.
Wheaton College will present Graft, an exhibition of the works of Providence-based artist Helene Battalion from September 5th to October 21st in the Beard Gallery. Battalion, who is trained in fashion design and painting, creates a site-specific installation that explores the boundaries between garment and sculpture, between form and function, and between the beautiful and the grotesque. For more information about the exhibit, including gallery hours, you can email arts@wheatoncollege.edu.
Amigo Incorporated, located at 33 Perry Avenue in Attleboro, is currently looking for qualified individuals to fill various positions within the company. Full-time, part-time, and per diem positions are available, including first, second, and third shifts. By joining Amigo, you will help create a positive client experience for every individual they have the privilege of serving each and every day. For information on the positions available, please call 508-455-6200 or visit their website at amigoinc.org.
Elks Lodge 1011 in North Attleboro will hold their second annual Night of Stars on Friday, September 22nd, beginning at 6 o'clock p.m. The event will feature cocktails, dinner, and three musical performances. The night's performers include Luann Dutra as Marilyn Monroe, Mike Dutra as Frank Sinatra, and Verna Brown as Celine Dion. Night of Stars is open to the general public. For more information, call 508-695-9033 or visit elks1011.com.
All right, back with us here on this Wednesday morning. We still got 66 degrees currently outside with some light rain here and there falling. And we do have Jim Corbin once again with our final update on our forecast, Jim.
Well, Don, we're right on the northern edge of Tropical Storm Jose. The actual center is about 150 miles southeast of here, south-southeast of here. And it's a good-sized storm, but again, we're not going to get really strong winds. It's the duration of moderately strong winds that will be the issue. That's why scattered power outages are still a possibility across the greater Attleboro, Providence, Taunton, Fall River, Woonsocket area. Temperatures in the upper 60s to near 70 will have northeast winds at times, especially when the rain squalls move through, gusting to 35 and 40 miles an hour. Same thing tonight and the same thing early tomorrow, and then we'll have a little bit of peekaboo sun in the afternoon. Still, though, a windy day. In fact, tomorrow, even though we'll have less rain, we'll have higher winds up to 45 miles an hour in gusts. Then on Friday, things quiet down a little bit, maybe up to 20, 25 miles an hour. So get used to a breeze. If you like to fly kites, you might like the weather the next few days. Maybe not today with the rain, though. Then on Saturday, sun and clouds, highs in the 70s, and same thing on Sunday, of course, the game at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. I'm thinking about 77 degrees and partly cloudy skies, sun and clouds. So that's the situation right now. Next week, we may have to worry about Maria, which is pounding Puerto Rico right at this moment. San Juan, I'm afraid, is going to be in rough shape by the end of the day. And again, Maria could be a threat to the East Coast next week.
All right. Sounds good, Jim. Well, I know that you enjoy wine every once in a while.
Oh, I do. You know, I have a question about, and you know me with the oddball questions. Wine is generally best in glass, right? Drinking it from a glass situation. Is that correct?
Say that again, Jim.
Wine is best, drinking wine is best in glass, right?
Correct.
Sure. Yes. Unless you want to drink it out of the spout, you know.
What is considered bad glass and what is good glass? Norbert just brought it up the other 2 minutes ago. There's bad glass and good glass. What's the difference?
It has something to do with the thickness of the glass and the shape of the glass.
Really? So in other words, glass is glass in terms of its actual makeup, but it's how thick it is that generally makes it not as good to drink wine in it.
Yes.
In other words, if you drink glass,
so the thicker,
if you drink wine
the worse.
In a thick glass versus a thin thing of glass, what's better?
So the thicker, the worse it is, the perception. The second is there are certain crystal glasses which actually are porous, and they allow the wine to get more oxygen. And the third one is the glass, if it is polished, then it is better than an unpolished glass, because the polished glass allow the wine to have a laminar flow versus a turbulent flow.
Interesting. So in other words, if the glass is actually affecting the taste injecting something into the wine, that's not good. You almost want the wine to be just on its own and you just drink it out of the glass.
That is correct. And the second, I also mentioned the shape of the glass.
Yes.
And the shape of the glass channels the wine to certain receptors in your mouth. If you think that, you know that your tongue, for example, has 5 or 6 different receptors for different kinds of tastes. One is sweet, one is sour, one is umami, and. So if you have a wine which is by nature a sweet wine, and then you drink it out of a glass which channels this particular wine into the sweet section of your tongue, then you will perceive that wine to taste completely different than it would be channeled on your sour section of the mouth.
So that's why, like, a wide plastic cup, well, even plastic is, you know, it would taste different, I suppose. But if it opens up instead of a wine glass, which closes up at the top, is that what you're kind of saying? And that's why wine glasses close in at the top. Is that right?
That is incorrect. I mean,
really?
There are certain wine glasses which open up. There are other wine glasses which close in. And. There are 50 different types of wine glasses for every single type of wine. And the plastic cup just pours liquid into your mouth everywhere.
Interesting. So you'll definitely want to avoid the plastic cup drinking wine if you
can. Yes, I would recommend that.
All right. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Jim. We'll talk to you in the morning.
All right.
All right, Jim. All right. So all these types of questions that Jim usually asks for. Interesting questions, that's for sure. But anyway, we get into a lot of other things down the line. This is actually a really interesting program, especially with a lot of people out there listening in who do enjoy their wines, but maybe not this time of the morning, but you know, a few of them probably do. The other thing is, I know there are a lot of wines out there that have been discontinued. You don't see them anymore, but can you still go to a store like yours, Bottles Fine Wines? And if you think of a bottle of wine that hasn't been around in a while, can you special order?
We do our best to special order whatever our customers do request. However, there are specific portfolios that we have to order from, and if those distributors do not have these wines, then it can be very tricky to get it. But usually we can come back and find the wines that people are looking for. And that's also another aspect of my job. I handle all of our special requests and such. Somebody goes and visits a vineyard, and then they want to get the wine. Sometimes we can get it, and sometimes we cannot. But usually it's a good thing, and we can find them.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a lot of the Seconnet Vineyards wines as well.
Yes, we have a local section in our store, and it does have at least like 2 shelf space for wines.
When I was thinking about that discontinued, here's something that when I was younger, Zima.
I've heard of that one.
Zima, that was an old discontinued type of white, whatever it was, and like, you know, when it was in my 20s, it's like, oh, let's go and get some Zima. Like, boy, and
exactly
somebody,
whatever that was.
Yeah, whatever that was. You remember that one.
And it was cheap, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you get small little bottles and stuff like that would come in a 4-pack or 6-pack. Those definitely are no longer available.
Probably can't get that anymore,
No, I don't think so.
Maybe on eBay or something.
Yeah, you could probably find.
From a collector.
Yeah, maybe an empty bottle or something like that.
Right.
We've got about 10 minutes left here on the program. I know that, Norbert, you had mentioned a while back, you're coming down to the wire in November. The annual soup night is coming up, and I know you want to kind of promote this coming up in sometime in early November as well.
Which is correct, yes. It will be our 7th soup night. Mm-hmm. And but I didn't want to talk about that today because I thought, why don't we save that for October? But you can already put it on your calendar. It's the second weekend in November, on Saturday, and the motto is bring a spoon, bring a friend, and bring a bowl. All the soups are free, and I open up the house, and everybody who donates goes to the Rhode Island Food Bank.
Right.
Buff! And more of it in October with all of the soups which we are going to serve there.
Yes, you will. And I know my wife, Carol, and I have been there the last couple of years, and we've always had a great time, and looking forward to it, doing it again this year. Being a very busy time of the year as we get into fall and into the holidays, I know, Laura, you, as you mentioned earlier, a little kind of quiet right now, but as we get into this type of year, you're going to, I mean, everybody's going to start seeing a pickup.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I, as far as I know, right now I am booked for Thanksgiving as well. So to Norbert's point, it is, we're not just saying that to scare people or, you know, drum up business. It's, people do book out, especially for the holidays. One thing I have coming up that I think is kind of cool, I was contacted by the Bristol Community College to do desserts. They're doing Manhattan Shorts, which is a little mini film festival of all these short little movies, and that's on October 7th. So if anyone's interested, look it up. But it's going to be kind of cool. So, you know, say pairing wines with dinners, of course, you know, very important. I tried with this when they first approached me to pair desserts with the movies. So kind of playing on the themes of some of the movies that they were having and, you know, doing, it's a New York film festival. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we had to have a New York style cheesecake. And then having, there was a movie about wealth and thinking about carrots and 14 carat. And then I'm like, carrot cake
carrot
and,
cake.
You know, things like that. So really having a lot of fun with it. So if you're free and available, Bristol Community College, October 7th is the film festival, which I think it's going to be a lot of fun, actually.
Which campus is it, Fall River or
it
Attleboro?
It is the Attleboro campus.
Okay, right on Field Road here in Attleboro, which is only a few minutes away from here, which is
nice. Yep, 11 Field Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great, excellent.
Yeah.
That's a really interesting concept. That would be kind of cool to figure
that out. I think it will
out.
Be, yeah. I think it will be. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, excellent.
Nice opportunity.
You know, with everything else going on, you know, this is, it's, you know, you, when you talk about different types of wines, it's always interesting to see that how much, and I've seen this, I don't do this at all, is I'm sure you see this, Kate, a lot of times. You've got the, you know, people are on a fixed budget. You do have reasonable prices. There are a lot of inexpensive wines out there. And, of course, you have the Dom Perignons and you have the nice champagnes and stuff like that. But I always wonder this. The box wines, you know, they're inexpensive, but box wines is, you know, a certain taste out there. Like, do people still going out there? I mean, you got sangria in there. Those, I mean, you can. Are they still as popular like they used to be?
They really are, and actually, they are getting even more popular.
Yeah.
From this summer alone, I've noticed it, especially with the boxed rosés that we were selling.
Right.
And one of our biggest sellers for the boxed rosés this summer was from Bridge Lane, which is out in Long Island, is where the vineyard is, and so that was a very popular one. Another interesting packaging way is now we are selling wine in cans. And people tend to be very skeptical of it. So we actually have even held tastings where we compare, we have the box wine and then also the same wine in a bottle. And we did a blind tasting to see if there were any differences. And we took votes and it came up. We really there was no difference.
Right.
I think boxed wine is still very popular.
Yeah, especially when you see the companies like Franzia.
Right.
They've got all these bottles that have these boxes of wines that are very popular at an inexpensive price. But certain places, you can see a little bit more of a high end here and there. The other thing that I also noticed at a lot of other places, there's, and I'm sure your place has it as well, wines and beers do you also have the beers as well, or is this basically all wines?
For in the boxes, it's wine.
Okay, and bottles.
Oh, you have a lot of beers.
Oh, yes. Well, we have. Oh, yeah, bottles. Oh, yes, okay. We have plenty of beer.
Okay.
We have a great beer program.
But when you do have, you also have a full array of wines from across the country. You know, all
definitely
around the world. The most popular, not just Italian in Paris and stuff like that. more people enjoy, which I don't mind. I actually enjoy the Chilean or even the African wines. I mean, talk a little bit about how different that taste is.
Sure. I am a big fan of the South African wines. There's one vineyard in particular called Stella Kaya that has been making some fantastic wines, and they've been doing varietals that you wouldn't necessarily always see in South Africa. One of my favorites that we carry is called the Hercules, which is Sangiovese. So they're growing the Italian grape, but in South Africa. And one flavor that usually sticks out to me with South African wines is sometimes there's a salinity to it a little bit. It reminds me of slightly like sea breeze.
Yeah.
And that is one component that I've noticed in the whites and the reds alike, actually.
Mm. And Australia too, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Australia is quite popular as well. The Australian wines are usually very... austere, I suppose I could say.
But you got basically virtually just probably, what is it, just about almost every country has their own.
Yes, we have wines from Georgia, the country Georgias we just got in a few weeks ago, Slovenia, Greece. The Greek wines are definitely getting very popular, and they're very food friendly, especially with the summer fare, like grilled swordfish, shrimp. Things like that.
How does the one from Russia or Georgia taste?
So unique.
Is it?
Really interesting. And it similar reminded me a bit of Sauvignon Blanc, but at the same time, there was just something very different about it. And they typically also age their wines in these very large vessels called cuvées. And it's an amphora clay pot, and they bury it under the ground. It's a very ancient technique. They're one of the first winemakers in the world. There's many, many thousands of years ago. And that's an interesting technique. So we're excited to finally get the wines from Georgia into our store.
Nice. Just tell the people again where your place is located.
Sure. Bottles Fine Wine is located at 141 Pittman Street on the east side of Providence, right next to Eastside Marketplace, a grocery store.
So you go in to get food here, and then you go out.
Then you come and get your wine, yes. And we're always happy to pair wines with whatever you're making for dinner. So you could ask any of us. We all are. I'm pretty lucky to work with some really fantastic people that take their job very seriously and are very passionate about their careers.
So what are the hours?
We are open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., and then Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right, well, Bottles Fine Wines right there on the east.
Come visit us.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, as we wrap things up, once again, we have Chef Laura and Norbert. I know that you'll be coming back next month with some more interesting topics as well. And we thank you guys as well.
You're welcome.
You're more than welcome, Dominic.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And I want to congratulate you all for not mentioning pumpkin spice once during this interview. Well done.
You'll take care of that one, that's for sure. All right, we do it all again.